Welcome to the podcast this week. This is Richie, as I promised. Let's get started with Monday Night Raw. Okay, this week's Raw. Liv Morgan and Rich Torrey claimed for victim and former Women's World Champion Rhea Ripley. Monday Night Raw and the main stake had an opportunity to take the title once held by Miami and Bret Hart crowned a champion. Did Morgan complete her comeback with a championship victory, or did she face another setback with a new tagger? With a new target to focus on our attention on. Find out this week with a recap of this week's Raw, including a big world tag title shot, and the return of the former champion, Intercontinental Champion, the Ring General Gunther. The match cards, Battle Royal, the World Tag Team Champions Arena, Ricochet Andrade versus Dominik Mysterio and Jamie McDuckett, the return of Gunther. Let's start with Priest interrupting Jey Uso. McAfee started the show on Singh, Sanitarium for the rest of the night, broadcasting. And then they threw a video package set at the Battle Royal for the Women's World Championship. Jey Uso had to bring for a promo, where apparently found himself interrupted by the World Heavyweight Champion, Damian Priest. The two waxed poetic about previous battle between them, which ensure infamy is earning respect for his backlash opponent before engaging in a decently more aggressive change of words. McDuggan hit the ring and attempted to sneak attack, but Astin leveled Priest, further into teasing dissension within Judgment Day. The segment ended with Uso departing the ovation from the fans on the campus of Ohio State. Priest still needs to find authority on the mic, but it will come with more opportunity to do so. Uso is charismatic, everyone on the road. Ryan could win a world title tomorrow, but be believable in that role. Beating him at Backlash will enhance Priest's credibility, especially when matched edge up 10-2. I know I paid the bill because you run that blood leg. As Priest said while retaining telling the story of Priest's battles, I took an Uber. Uso meekly responded. He talks about this the people that's going to feed me in the machine. He talks about the reason your leader of Judgment Day, Mammy, got hurt. World Tag Team Champion Arson Truth versus DIY. Frustration sent in motion at the Monday tag title match with Ciampa refused to shake hands with Archer and Miz after Mullins had Gargano found to dethrone the Awesome Truth as the World Tag Team Champions. A fun action pack. Dollar Miz deposited Ciampa in front of the joint partner for Truth Crusher finale, putting Gargano down and scoring a half of victory. The post-match altercation was clear. Takeaway here, Ciampa's reluctance to show respect as he'll turn for him. The IUI possibly make a switch considering Lorray and Hartwell already make a turn, leading to a reformation of the way as teased before. The Austin Truth defeated DIY. DIY goes to the Dequesters. OG boss may be gone, but the trend of Smash 2 needs skin remains in point. True question finale. In the backstage, Dominik Mysterio revealed that he's injured and unable to compete, so he created a Santos Escobar team of Duggan against Ricochet Andrade, something Priest was not too happy about. The return of entering general, New Day for Superior. Gunther made the return to Monday Raw after racially accepted defeat on Mania. He vowed to hunt any champ she pleases, beginning with the King of the Ring, as even with Kofi Kingston interrupted the proceedings. With the former reminded the King in general who the reigning king before as he entered some of the tournament as well. Back and forth gave way to the match between you guess New Day and Attend on Giovanni and Vincent Lucha Kaiser. Total fresh matchup at Wrestling Definitely. Have not seen Collins times over the 6 months. A perfect example tag team match too. At the conference team saw Woods put Cincy away to score the win. Infuriated Gunther walked away as premium teammates. Match Kaiser laid out Vincent into the crash into the lead barrier to prevent him being his longtime partner down punched in for the loss. And essentially set in motion the wheels for a singles push for Gunther's right hand man. Final preparation of the match just from the eventual segment. I heated a conversation surrounding the King of the Ring tournament and saw the breakup period and renew it. Great segment included Kaiser confronting Gunther and receiving non-approval for the beatdown, pulling the once dominant forward. New Day defeated Imperio. Gunther talks about his sister in the longest reign or Connell title. He's here to pursue the Canada ring. Now, Woods is involved as well, so yeah, basically. We got Shits John Kemp, Drew McIntyre promo, Sheamus vs. Shinsuke Nakamura. After kicking on television, Drew McIntyre returns to Square Circle dressed in WWE Universe. Sheamus interrupts the exchange with head of Scottish Land. A warrior poked fun at Irishman's weight. Shinsuke Nakamura made his way to the ring next. There's a grueling physical match on Sheamus, overcome that traditional attack on his head and neck to the rock, and Nakamura with a bro kick from nowhere to score the victory, with McIntyre watching intently from the ringside. Sheamus vs. McIntyre appeared to be in the next direction. While the matches are great, it feels like the direction we already visited from the highest feud to your men at point one point. That is, until there's a placeholder ahead of the next week's draft. Yeah. Backstage, Bronson Reed brutally assaulted Sami Zayn, potentially setting him up as a challenger for the Intercontinental Championship. To the Intercontinental Championship, amend the Ultimate Underdogs, Bunny River, and Chad Gable. Chad Gable promo. Chad Gable Academy hit the ring, addressing the actions from a week ago when he brutally assaulted Sami Zayn in front of his friend, wife, and friends in Montreal. Gable berated Maxine Dupree and Taza for labeling Otis the biggest disappointment of all time. Despite the brutal verbal attack on him, they played allegiance to the former Olympian. Gable's going to be a monster heel for his company, but glad to support the heel side of himself while tearing himself up in the square circle. This will start excellence as long as he can sustain the momentum after next week's draft. Backstage, Dominic Sir talked trash on Ricochet, current fire. From there, Dominic had a tease stare down with Leaf Morgan. Friday, Ricochet vs. Jaden Douglas, Santos Escobar. Judgment Day's Mad Night continued pairing matches. Ricochet and Drake defeated Jamie Duggan and Santos Escobar, who filled in for the injured Dominic. But talent involved was predictable and fun. Great response, big win for the babyface and by Andrade. And the shout out to the Mad Duggan after the match. The frustrated world champion Jamie Priest attacked the babyface to the call. Told to close out the segment audition and warned Sam Mysterio, who vowed to take care of it but failed. Ricochet and Andrade defeated McDuggan and Escobar. We go to the main event. Battle Royal for the Women's World title. Cass Ray, Hartwell, Max Dupree, Renial Carter, Kana Chance, Chelsea Green, Niven, Shannon Baszler, Zoe Stark, Nia Jax, Talia, Liv Morgan, Becky Lynch. It appears that Dax may dominate Monday's main event, a road to Women's World Title Championship laid in a bout. She built momentum and confidence, but Lynch and Morgan covered, dumped the irresistible force out of the ring. Sure, it would come down to the man or the vengeful Morgan for the top prize wrestling. About a team that was without ring open, Lynch getting the best of her opponents. Shire fast down, handle slam for the win in her seventh title. Lynch celebrated her fans, closed out the showman slowly pro. Pyro, it was a fun battle royale with stories across the board, some fun individual stories, including those by Dupree, Green, Jackson, Niven. It was a perfect highlight reel for the death of the division. A few of Jackson Morgan should be expected in the wake of Ripley's injury. Yeah. So my thoughts for this week's Raw. This was the first episode of Raw where overall things were holding powder more than anything, especially with WWE draft near. We saw the latest developments from Chad Gable, new champion crowning Lynch. But the majority of the show felt like one happened for the sake of happen ahead of the draft that would shake things up, allow Triple H to work with two new rosters moving forward. It doesn't mean it was a bad show. Most of it saw was a lot of fun. Invest several characters. So yeah. And that was Raw. Raw next we'll do Dynamite and some wrestling news. Let's go to Dynamite. Welcome to the Bleachers Edition of Dynamite. Welcome to this week's Dynamite. Sunday's Dynasty Pay-Per-View review and change exciting action. We waste no time getting right to business. He was interviewed, advertised for this week's show. Moxley vs. Hobbs, IWGP Championship, Real Nightclub Championship Celebration. Chuck Taylor's BF decision. Swerve Strickland versus Flav Fletcher. Mia Shirenko versus Anna Jay. Jericho speaks. Swerve Strickland versus Kyle Fletcher. The Jack Perry Young Bucks Lucha Okada ride. Right in the arena. Back inside. Orange Cassidy is making an entrance. Attacked him from behind. Chuck Taylor arrived. Look concerned for OC. They waited 5 years to team with Cassidy. Taylor ended up attacking Beretta. Clear for a match, but he wanted to fight in the parking lot. After a quick promo from Mox, he went back to the ring. Strickland's entrance take on Fletcher in the night and night. They started takedowns attempts and kept it clear. Straight holds. It was reluctantly painted by Summer's manager. They kept a steady pace, taunting each other a lot, playing the crowd, sent some signature moves. It is looked good, but there was no sense of urgency. Strickland may have hurt his ankle during the sword storm. They're being working, focusing on the ankle. They'd be kicked up. Swerve Sock was a moveset finale. Feeling defeated on mid-card chant to a world champion is never ideal. Just so entertaining, Strickland got the win. Prisoner dances, but off is celebrated. Strickland defeated Fletcher. Well, honestly, y'all made it possible to hit the Buckle of Kata. They continue on the segment. It's going to be interesting what happens when Fletcher and Darius Mark Davis returns. It's too bad the correspondence, so, you know. Swerve's a natural heel. There was one weird moment when Fletcher tried to table in the ring but couldn't. Mina Swerve versus Anna Jay. Mira May can accompany Swerve to the ring for a match against Jay while Scalper gave us a brief hit between May and Swerve. Both women turned and talked to each other, but remember North Carter who took the first shot to the boot to the face. They kept the brisk pace at Star and Visitor Jay's knee. They worked through the commercial break, turned the commercial a few times. Competitor, we saw some good stuff here, and we also saw Concrete Variants work together to make it tough on chemistry and opponents. Credit, they got more couple and time went on. Well, competitors trying to win by submission a few times, get down the 3 count with a nice pinning combination. Jay attacked May after the match, so Storm made the save. Serenity came out, seeing the call to shot challenger. Shiriko defeated Jay. Sharon had a fun engineering entrance. The way Anna was dropped on her knees looked painful. The crowd audio was especially bad during the bout. International title, number one contender, something like Statler and still halfway were in the ring to battle Solo Little celebrate the title BS title. The new champion got to speak about her minute from Monet. There were a lot of harsh work exchange, accusations made. Ended up slapping Willow at the square. Certainly grabbed her arm, so it was clearly supposed to look like Monet thought. Grabbed her. It was just a decent second to hike their match. Monet should lose wrestlers once before the pay per view. The next bout for a double nothing gauntlet match began with Jay White and Dante Martin. A shot of the international champions on the line. It's basically a one fall contest. Come out in the rows like a run with someone got the win. The owner interest was White, Martin Penta in the middle. Kyle Riley, Will Ospreay, Lance Archer, Commander, Jay Lethal. Ranking up to secure the win by hitting Commander. It was an unannounced match of rule. Explain more than once, but it gives a lot of great wrestlers hitting some of their big spots. It was an enjoyable chaos. The Undisputed Kingdom came on Roger Strong, so they stand up for the Aerial Assassin. Ospreay wins. Stokely referenced Bill Withers was awesome. The audio issues made it hard for here to hear Kempers Coleman singing the Widow's music. Look like Gold carried both sets of tiles, trio tiles, so may not introduce a new design right away. Cora got a new haircut. This is Dynasty took it. They couldn't recognize him. Anyway, John Moxley versus Will Hobbs. Jericho gave a promo about winning the FTW title. Big Bill came out. The line for Jericho, they didn't want to get kind of form an alliance. The main event, we saw Moxley put the IWG champion against Hobbs, and Moxley was usually versus up, but all in hands. Hobbs made it feel like they had been revenge, but Hobbs has signed a power sack. Anyway,
You man. Fortunately, finally managed to hit in a stride when Hoagie hops out. Okay, Tasha appears to say, Mosh and his Mox, probable title of friends from the championship. Mox defeated Hobbs. Joker came out to a new song about Fozzy. It was too much chaos commentary. Hobbs popped up at a German suplex, a cool moment. The transition to a commercial break was sudden. My thoughts. Dynamite ended with Perry asking Tony Khan to come to the ring so they can handle business. TK came out, listened to Perry talk about wanting best for AEW. He asked to be reinstated. Tony Khan shook his hand. Perry hugged him and gave him an evil smile for jamming Mike into Tony's gut. The Bucks came out, joined him by hitting one of his signature moves on him. It was unintended spread turns. It was starting to get people talking to see how this plays out. Intriguing the ending may be, it's also been a strange way anyway, right? About the show. It was somewhat ruined together. Also, issues made it unwatchable at times. This is buried open. Caught up. I fucking press. Clown shit. I was. Oh, God. Yes. Look, listen, it's a story. Don't be in this business. The rest of a good job, but a lot of what we got on Wednesday did not feel like appropriate follow-up. We saw Dynasty, but anyway, who I'm kidding? That little segment of Tony Khan and the Bucks Elite was pretty good. It was effective. It was effective to get people talking. So yeah, it was effective. All right, let's talk about the wrestling news. Okay, let's go talk about. Wrestling news. Alright. Let's talk about the wrestling news. Alright, let's talk about it. Okay, let's talk about the wrestling news. Alright, New Japan and Stardom are hooking up. On Tuesday, it was announced that Stardom and New Japan are making moves to increase efficiency to promotions. So, per the deal, Stardom will become a full-owned subsidiary of New Japan starting on June 28, 2024. The parent company of both promotions, Bushiroad, acquired Stardom in 2019. So, basically, two companies are merging. Stardom and New Japan are merging. So, mostly like that. That's the big news. Now, here's another one. Vince McMahon dates with Singh and WWE John Lawrence responds to Janelle Grant's lawsuit. So, June 1st, 2024, everyone involved in the lawsuit will respond to the court. Based on the court filings, the defendants in the ongoing Janelle Grant lawsuit will have to respond by the following dates. That Johnny L., May 14th, 2024. Vince McMahon, May 24th, 2024. WWE, June 1st, 2024. Originally, I believe they would have been allowed to respond by mid-May. Originally, I hope she gets justice. WWE, Vince and Lorenz are pieces of shit. And WWE are not innocent either. So, we need to get a deep cleaning, so. Number Goldberg says there's not a chance to ever join AEW. It's probably too cheesy. So, yeah, don't expect to see Bill Goldberg on an All Elite graph anytime soon. So, a Hall of Fame legend appeared on some radio interview last weekend, which you mentioned about times past AEW. So, Goldberg made it clear he's not a fan. He had talked to him a number of times past. He got the blood, and it says the product he hates, the product's too cheesy, doesn't deserve to have the mean, whatever. Like, in Goldberg said, there was a comparable viable option competitor that allowed me to still look at my Samira that was a member of the roster. Yeah, it would be a consideration. But he says, not a chance. So, that's a good thing. Goldberg not coming to AEW is a good thing. We don't need Goldberg in AEW. We got Wardlow. He wrestles and excellent. The pay reveal for TKO CEO Ari Emil and TKO CEO Mark Shapiro. What are TKO executives on TKO making? Toward the deadline, CEO Emil, Ari Emil makes $65 million package last September, includes a $911 million base salary. Cash rose to $24 million and stock awards valued at $4 million. $40 million.
So,
TKO, the chief operating officer, Pure received a package of $3 million from last year. These numbers came across a statement put up by TKO. As a reminder, TKO Group Holdings, the corporate merger of WWE and UFC. Who cares anyway? Alright, we got. Alright, along the last news, General Grant counters Vince McMahon by filing a motion to strike McMahon's latest legal move. General strikes back. Grant and our team lawyers swiftly counter Vince McMahon's legal motion to compel arbitration regarding the lawsuit initiated by Grant earlier this year. Grant responded by challenging McMahon's assertion, stating that McMahon had verbally refuted Grant's allegations with incapacitated accusations of such sex trafficking, emotional trial treatment, and sexual assault. So, yeah. So, General's challenging Vince's attempt, so, yeah. Pretty much. So, yeah, that was wrestling news. Now let's go to Ring of Honor. All right, let's go to Ring of Honor now. Ring of Honor, Ring of Honor, Ring of Honor. Okay. Ring of Honor, TV this week is Mike Christian versus AR Fox versus Beast Morales. We hear from Athena and Billy Starks as well. So on our club this week, presenting the show, trios match with Christian Fox versus Beast Morales after the show. Our originals here from Athena Starks. Overrunners versus the Unspeakable Kingdom and the Great vs. Yugasa are scheduled to air this week, so okay. Let's get to it. Okay. Let's go. Match cards to the rating up. So it's basically Yuka versus Leah. Blake versus AR versus Maurice. Unspeakable Kingdom versus the Outrunners. Brian Cage against Agony versus whoever. Lance Archers versus whoever. Giant TV versus whoever. Valkyrie versus whoever. Bandit versus whoever. We hear from Ben Anthony and being a star. Let's go to it. Okay. Last day, Cassidy, Private Party, defeated Commander. Cassidy has some dying across the Air Force One. They saw Tatooine to come in up across the hall. Story of both guys needs to win. Cannons are rising right, so. Seeing some access. All the cloud behind for me. Really, you can have some energy. Let's see how I'm coming up. Okay, so for the 80, here's the show. I'm starting to enter, so I seem to be working through it. Let's come in and get some steam. Kind of. Wait. Alright, again, chain tactics, Zori to more hard strikes, kicks awesome, commander, commander high flying, cast strike, commander running on, whatever, cast hit a pet commander on shoulder, sleep. A top flyer and a dry defeated 80 narrow kid bombs. Dark Order versus Dark Order. Order.
prior to the match, BC Gold cut a promo after unifying AEW and ROH six-man titles. Jay White said they were going to split all Gold, so Kong Gun, Bang Bang Gang, running the six-man stuff. If you're not done with that, you got two words for you, guns up. The winning of the match team, six-man tag, will move on to the meet the Bang Bang Gang for those titles. So there's been a lot of line. Both teams have been working together for a while, so they're last surgery between both teams. Triple kick on Doomsday for all three Dark Order members. Then early, who knows, isolated Doctor in the corner. Riddle Silver joined him. Team Friday tag and spinning heel kick. Opponents at one point, who knows, tanking on the top. Android slow, but once Android low, Silver King. Ratchet, who knows, big pile driver on Android. You know what I'm saying? Man, this is busted. This is gonna be a big let it go. Oh, it's gonna be hitting hard. A hard one. Yeah, this is a lot, Luda. This is bad, and this is one of the problems. What do you want in your car? And in the bad, this is... it's better for... It's better for his play. He don't have to worry about frustrated. That's the only place. So I became a... The retire, repeat. Handle it. He's ready to do better.
I'm ready to do better. I wanna apologize. I wanna do better.
He wants to do better. He.
And then he hang around him.
Never toss some sense in him. Sense in it.
Yep. Reality check.
Imagine getting a reality check.
What? Oh. Let's see more fans. Fucking fans
for this music. You'll become a parody. Oh,
this is real. He went in her face. He called him a parody. Right to a fight. Blood. Called her
a parody.
He's a parody. He's become a parody. He's become a parody.
And it's sad.
I don't know what.
Oh, sad.
This dog is trying to bite.
About 100.
He has no idea. Balance. He lacks the balance. Worried he lacks it. He lacks it. And that's the issue. They have to have balance. How to understand the family issue.
Alexit. Sadly, the Alexit. He lacks the plans. It's up there. They started to regret, started to realize. Alexit. Alexit. Oh, God. Panic. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Christ.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, fuck. They're gonna have a little sit-down. A sit-down.
Please. Right. The, I'm my breaky boy. I'm losing every fucking dream. The dream, he died.
I'm not the world. I'm all getting dressed.
Is that coming next? You keep this. I'm not a money.
Oh, sorry, I just distracted. Okay. We're around hoping it out. It was a little hard key track with legal mama chaos. It is that speed to the match move being hit on one all in the rain. They know try to get the pin on Reynolds, got the win. Energy defeat Allison K. K was just served wrong for your process. Jay had the veteran's edge, but Kay seemed a little stronger than her opponent. Jay Scott just began pulling some dirty tricks, kicking out Kay's knee for his little tie-up. Kay fought back, though, tossing Kay into a corner, some chops. Jay kicked that big front slam, caught Kay with a broad buster, really getting near a fall of her own. Jay caught Kay to sleep hold, which tapped out, giving her Jay a third win in her own in ROH. Character basically. Satana. He's angry. He's me. He forgets his base of Satana. Satana. The magic. He's gonna catch her. The magic hold. Here carries the magic hold. He's gonna. Okay, Giant TV's fight to defeat Will Austin. TV's comeback after his fight of honor against Dalton Castle, rehabbing his little abs last week. Debut Austin. Austin was trained by Alston in OVW, so it was surprising without a step foam head. TV show hasn't lost a step all over Austin's star. TV employed his Brazilian jiu-jitsu skills, keeping Austin's feet. TV was also sent TV outside, blocker jump, scratch. TV stuck around, take down Austin behind. Caught TV surprise cross, but no, it wasn't enough. TV landed a picture perfect start to the pin, got the win. Brian Cage gets Admi, defeat Manders, and beat Tank, Calvin Tank, and Beef. This match had a ridiculous amount of beef. There was a guy named Beef, Big E, would have killed meat slapping. The match featured a mount. Just like the Dark Man emerged as a very favorite, taking out Kay Leon. The match ran ball into a Sphinx Man brawl with referee to gain control. And in the end, Leon can't hit the Gates of Agony on time. Manus Chase scored the pin. Anders and Reem made it to the match. After the match, Avenging for Eric Devere, Premier Athlete. This was followed by a promo for Premier Athlete said pretty much the same Avenging. They are coming for the infantry and Dalton Castle. Zuka to be Leah Gray. Suzuki's high in a run for a shot at RH Women's World Title, but first she had to get through past Gray. This is a perfect Cumberland match. Their strength and Suzuki's speed. Gray tried to get Suzuki center set, but missed the target. Suzuki took control, big spin. By Suzuki got Gray in the hammerlock, a spin pin planted her. She followed up the magic splash pin. Gray 1-2-3. Garrison Carter put a promo holding Green to go Green Mass in the back when the next round many recent losses. Maria writes that she was disappointed every loss and opportunity. Maria thinks they learned a lot. Everyone else is just jealous of much. She knows she will get her ROH tag title championships back. Get her Destruction's back. The Ultimate Kingdom defeated the Outrunners. Tim Floyd and Regular Floyd, a proving ground match. It was a proving ground match in that 10-minute time limit. If Outrunners can score a pin, like, tag title future date. The throwback was moves. First of all, Confident Bennett team was at your ring match one. Brian Floyd starting as well. Put a trick tag, wrong ring, and switch it back. Match. Trip on front. Taven trip forward outside. Bennett hit outside. Drunk at Taven. Caught in it. Medicine. Put all around downtown. Ran on the outside. He depleted. He will do better. He back. He will do better. Yeah, he'll do better. Got for to do better. Any of that fear scared him. He didn't want to. He was. That's not gonna help us. This guy's. He's gonna get caught. He's gonna get burned. Oh my! This guy get destroyed. I'm gonna boot him up. Ain't you healed? Why is that? That's all your choice. They're giving this dude go away. He ruined for this is fuck you. This is scary what I fear. I feel bad at you. And now try it. Oh, this is a good idea. And now he's this is he's hurting. You're hurting. And he's scared for me. This is a fear. You don't fear that. He was hard to work that point style, point classic moves, holds, throw back, all runners, a hot tag, man, floors, and some scoop, Iceland's cold, ticker signs up, 10-minute time limit, Bennett padding, Nick Magnum to the ground, and grabbed a handful of tights to get the pin, dash, hopes of runners. Later, Yacht Runners interrupted the interview with Infantry, they challenge Yacht Runners to a match next week. During the show, the ROH World Champ, Athena, and ROH TV Champion, Stux, few minion. And there, Jordan's backstage on Collision. Mina had left Athena Lane. Cat Mina. Athena wasn't happy about it. Athena challenged Mina to Red Veil to a face turn start. Red Veil appeared to accept the challenge. Red Mina said, "You don't have honor." Veil was declared it was time for him to take out the try. Luckily, with John T. defeated Lane Luck. Jordan's first second to show back. She locked up over a quick feet fought. Big feet movement, last movement, but Luck caught Valkyrie a big boot. Curry turned to fame of Mass Lariat from Garrett Galkery Diamond and Team Flesh. He choked Luck on the rope to the mat and crushed her against the top bar. Lucky held on to the near falls. Lucky look in a butterfly set for you. It's to you. Lucky gave up. Gave the Team Curry couple a perfect night. Lance Archer and the right just defeated John Crew, GPA, Rand Jones. Which has had some great success. We're going to make it two in a row against Frank Unproven. With some GPA, take things off. Broke his arm. All right. We're next. Going to be with him. Archer's no soul interest. Jones, all right. Okay, maybe a little off. And that still instant hit our sunset. I got the GPA. Crew, Butch, Judge, to the men, gained the pin. Abandoned me, Nova. The match put a zombie against Exploding Sonic fast. Nova getting the drop on Abandoned, hitting a Bulldog. Cover Abandoned, kicked out the reverse of face, reverse Bulldog. Abandoned hit a Master Meteor, corner form of Setar. Abandoned hit a Death Della, they was bending and screamed a lot. Backstage, TB, and Valkyrie Jones for a time, talk about their web series. Taya, Aaron Soul joins and things should be featured in the next season of the show. They didn't have enough catch to be on the show, so Polo promised them in next to approve that he's TV ready too. You got the Beast Morales defeated Blake Trish in the Fox. This Triple Threat main event was excellent. Mishmash of Styles, the High Fly, Christian Hart, Hey Fox, and Little Beast Morales. Morales already had a win over Christian. Adding Fox to mix possibly very entertaining. Shredder Fox for an earlier Vine trying to take out Morales individually together. Morales repelled them both. Christian been talking with Misty Hyde, displaying his villainous mustache. It didn't do much against Morales. Stowe, who tossed Christian outside, focused on Fox. Morris moved faster than Manchester and keeping Rose Fox and Christian back to the heel. Morris tried to try to great by submission on Fox. Fox will save by sudden break. Christian stopped Morris from the top rope out of nowhere. Fox took a rest. Morris turned the horn to Christian, knocking him from the post to post. Christian's quickness got Morris off his feet, but Fox crawled back to cut about the pit attack. Christian Fox double teamed Morris in a corner once he was down. Christian turned on Fox. All three men climbed up to the top rope. Went on Plex move. It was honestly hard to tell who this year who helped it. Mortis caught Fox a devastating reverse diver. Managed to keep his undefeated streak at ROH alive. Yep. And next week or so, we'll try to prove he's TV ready. So, that was ROH review. And, We'll go straight to SmackDown next. All right, let's review SmackDown. Okay, SmackDown this week. Night one of the WWE 2024 draft is complete. There's a host storyline highlights discussed, including Black Caballero going number one overall. Reigns with drop a name draft. Kamala Hayes, he's getting a call off for next year's SmackDown. Brian Breaker shipped to SmackDown Raw. Here's a look at the draft results for addition to SmackDown most up to date stars. Cody Rhodes and Spirit Champion. Bailey, 8-10 under. Here are the picks. Black O'Bear, Carmel Hayes, Randy Orton, Nia Jax, LA Knight, Bloodline, AJ Styles, Andrade, Cedric Adonis, Aaron Corbin, DOC. We got Ross picks, Jey Uso, Seth Rollins, Brian Baker, Liv Morgan, Ricochet, Sheamus, Yelfa Gary, Kyrie Name, Refrain, as Ivar, Shamazer, Story Stark. So, logistics confirm that it's going to be a 2-day affair. Conclusion occurs on Monday at Raw. When the general manager recalls this, Raw can choose potential pool, stables, and stole stars. So, not one for this week, include 4 television rounds and all the pairs. Choices piece or operation is Brown was at the SmackDown WWE Raw SmackDown Friday. Please were not picked during show. On Monday will be 6 rounds, 2 picks apiece. Lead our time. The new rounds will begin on Monday, May 6th, 2 days following Blackish France. Each night has a specific draft for the current talent, has picked stars, and has free agents. His polls can be found on WWE.com. Bill Lennon retired with him, who helped beat one women's champ for 490 days. Nice facilities, Dizzy Taylor, track record, Spencer Taylor, Blue Brand. So, yeah. So, okay, Bianca Belair, trying to go later, guys. Our competition with Bianca Kabuki Warriors advanced and attacked the man title match at Backlash France on May 4th. Hayes is about that second pick. He later makes the no time challenge a year for WrestleChan. Cody Rhodes announced such a strong match. Rhodes set the challenge, and WWE NXT champion Nick Williams provided his thoughts afterwards. Hayes Rhodes closed the SmackDown the main event. Hayes put in a good effort, but Rhodes ultimately finished on clean roads. Hayes has a bright future in WWE. It'll be interesting to follow his past SmackDown. There won't be a case for another recent NXT call-up and Brown Breaker, who's in this, ended after 2+ months. Breaker didn't just waste time in this SmackDown tenure, squashing Alexander and Spear for a quick win. So as for Reigns, he's a free agent after Paul Heyman announced the Tribal Chiefs withdrawal from the draft. So Heyman Reigns is not turning in the future. We're not surprised after the report that he'll be off television for an infinite period of time. Have creative input on the direction, creative direction of the Bloodline. But in honesty, end of things, honestly, as we're talking about the draft, if we got the draft out of the way and stuff, let's go to the contract study. Before we go to the reaction, Paul Heyman showing Reigns removed some draft, we all know. Corey Graves also a contract to Cody Rhodes and AJ Styles for the match Backlash next weekend. Styles spoke about Heyman Rhodes are about to mix up for his time. Said he was annoyed by LA Knight and he's back to normal. He expects Rhodes to they follow similar paths. The phenomenal ones, they learn enough from Dusty Rhodes how to be champion. Rhodes said everyone respects AJ Styles, but that goes out the door. Backlash to win. They shook it and ended the segment peacefully. However, this is kind of boring, but actually made sense. Keeping Rhodes style apart to the match is the best way to go. Let the segment be uneventful. Triple came out real, the British drip pack for each brand. Alright. Everybody know. Alright, it's ready. Everybody knows. Styles' new music is a step in the wrong direction. It's not my opinion. Dragon Lee and Rey Mysterio versus Angel and Birdo. Hayes came out and said he wanted a shot at Rose. Ray play coy for us after the match. Break. Dragon Lee and Mysterio taking on Angel and Birdo. Lee and Birdo. There, base. Ray Lee, five moves with it. They go two on pace break. And Mysterio, Lee winning clean. Spot. Just Escobar Lopez came out and said he was serious about the name being one Tech Lee. We saw a footage of Carter's on Tech Lee, which he did again. Reveal Carter's ran through the crowd, escaped Mysterio. Reveal was too grand, telegraph, telegraphed, and match was too short to be anything. Exchange determined by killing to what he dressed next week. Doesn't look like he's joining Allegro based on how this played out. Legato. Mysterio and Lee defeating Alberto. So, Lee made a simple move across the bar. It looked great. It had a little flavor to it. It's a strange to see the members of the LWO fan side, but no one from the Ego del Fantasma. Brian Breaker versus Cedric Alexander. Brian Breaker defeated Alexander in less than 30 seconds. Not to say he had a spear and he won. That was it. Breaker defeated Alexander. McCall, 20% draft picks, about to draft it. Orton, Raw drafted Breaker, about to draft it. Jax, Raw drafted Mae Morgan. Bubba Ray could be seen in the SmackDown War Room. Tiffany Stratford, Naomi, Sakura, Tim showing backstage, speaking with Heyman. Kevin Owens attacked him behind, sent in a break. Bella was giving his interview with Saska, Kari, and Jay Cole showed up. Full battle for the women's tag titles at Backlash. Tail sounded like they're brawling in the arena after that. Sakura and Orton ready to turn into a 2-on-2 fight. The Dungeon Boys present the picks for the third round. SmackDown drafted LA Knight. Raw drafted Ricochet. SmackDown drafted Sakura, Tonga, Heyman. Raw drafted Sheamus. Next match, now you take a shift in Stratton and Bayley on commentary. Naomi went out to Tiffany with these press at the match. They ended up in a shasha, but Tiffany beat normal contender would give her a good argument the next in line. Jax attacked Bailey from the crowd. Naomi tried to help. Driven to the crowd, post referee to call out the process. The non finish limit hurts this time, but what we saw was good. Tiffany and Naomi worked well together. The finish protected. Tiffany isn't ideal. Kayla coming out of nowhere attack because it was framed. The Bailey Michael feud would never end. Owens hug Orton was a nice moment. Carmelo Hayes versus Cody Rhodes. JBL Tay wrong around the draft picks. Draft on draft this man. AJ Styles wrong. They get Alpha American Alpha. Alpha Academy drafted. I done drafted Smith. Right, I mean, not drafted Andrade, Raw drafted Kyan James.
This week's main event saw Rhodes taking on Hayes at the SmackDown Star Challenger on the show. Quick lock up, some fast paced armor saying NXT champions, a hit spring attack. Rhodes him took him down. Hayes retreated to the show, cut the break. It was a fantastic show for Hayes. Great main event cap of the first night of the draft. After both men missed their springboard move, Rhodes weakly went with his winner's shirt. He was selling his shoulder injury in the end, showed Hayes respect in the end. Styles showed out how to stand out in the American Nightmare to end the show. Rhodes defeated Hayes. Karrion Kross, ALP, were shown attacking New Cat Republic backstage. James got a quick interview of being drafted. She's just genuinely surprised. She was almost like acting like a different person. Aldis announced Bayley versus Tiffany versus Naomi for the Backlash before he let long. Says Owens versus Orton and Owens versus the Bloodline. Hayes made everything look so effortless. He can improve some areas, but he's almost completely the package already. The final thoughts, final word. The first time draft, he has several predictable logical picks. James brought for next season's genuine local surprise. Much of a match for she suffered lack of time due to draft, and main event was definitely worth the watch, you know. So, yeah, main event worth the watch. Hayes is a different star. Again, gave us a great performance, but WWE needs to make sure it follows up. But now he's one of the talents of a potential star. If WWE books him right, Monday Night Raw was something to drop the role. You know, picks for both brands, while big names on board. WWE flagship shows, they look different. But that's the next week. Yeah. So, yeah. So that was SmackDown. Now we go to Collision and Rampage. Okay, here is Collision and Rampage to wrap it up. Okay, conclusion of Game 3 between Boston Celtics and Heat. Here's this week's Collision. It begins a 3-hour block of wrestling, including Saturday edition Rampage. Swerve opened the show to make his first comment since winning the AEW World Championship. We'll reach out, see an update on Tony Khan's condition following the brutal attack of the Elite on Dynamite. Collision will feature as a match including the Batman game, Ty Flight, Friday, Tony Storm, Adam Jay, and Nintendo. And against the debut in Beast Marauder Artist. On Rampage, two major rivals will come head out terrible. They turn Barat in a parking lot fight, hoping to make his four best friend pay for his betrayal. I will have a problem kind of issue. He'll be top women. I told him how that's an excitement. Further moment in the key stories in AEW. Casanova entered the Swerve challenge, trying to call him able to travel. Alright, well. Swerve talks about how he wanted to do AEW World Champion and set up open challenge for the world title. Casanova came up to accept the challenge. Spawn announced after that, Tony Khan cannot travel due to multiple head and neck injuries. We'll run shows from Jacksonville with Silbo Shushu. Now, again, this question is who was held abuse between Khan now? The Khan out. AEW shows ready to start with any action. And being honest, carrying over this way of telling stories to brand fresh audience. So, presenting some tops brand that he's watched everything in AEW. It wasn't the best milk in the liver, but it actually served his purpose well. Open challenge for the world titles on usual AEW. Typically, it's served for TNT International Championship. Regular practice and shot a world title has been earned. However, making him at AEW set the start to the night in a massive main event for a card that was lacking big names. The announcement of Khan's entry set up an interesting question. Is there AEW ready to have his first true general manager charge of the company? Assuming it's not interfering with recovery, Kenny Omega will fit the perfect role. Short mentioned members of the past week, calling Nagata Guts win, Copeland missed, and Brian Danielson versus Will Ospreay. Verve did not miss words announcing the Elite's action. Except the channel, Claudia, Verve hand, claimed this house would be his. We got Unified Trio Championships, the Batman game versus Top Flight action and journey. Dante Martin Jr. start this action off-road. Austin Gunn, Colton Gunn, take the fly outside. Jay White plant action and journey to Blade Runner for the win. Top Flight and Dry in front was always a good match. This is still a challenge, thrill, threats of championships. The action sold a hold for a certain stretch that made Babyface look good. Slide not to keep up with D's tactics of the Bullet Club goal. The Guns remain known as AEW's most underrated teams. Seriously improving month to month. Top star for tuning in the main event scene again. This trails run will keep them relevant a while. In the AEW era, ranking supposed to find one challenge again. Flight on transition that first shot, bang bang game. The faces are talented, fun to watch, but it was too many trios matches recently. It's a clear path for build a real for the trios division to challenge the 3-5 trios champion. Bang bang game defeat Top Flight. We're going to try to drive by pinfall. So Dante stay on drive for the Blade Runner, dive into your ring. Darius count on a ring, walk into a 310 to Yuma. You got great fans for Abraham and Big Morales. It was so good. Things back at you. It took a lot to get reaction. He looked great with time. That shine for the point, though. Pixel Morales has a devastating challenge. Hopefully, it was a sign that both the Black Taurus will luckily feature the Diamond Monster in the months to come. The match was so good. It would have been a perfect moment. Stan Mills shall danger. Morales can be with dominant win. Phoenix, though, probably too high priority. Maybe in future AEW. Phoenix defeated Morales by pinfall. Morales teased ripping the mask off of Phoenix several times. It was a massive comeback. Morales playing a spear mayor. He followed up with Longboard, Papa Gorbox, and he sealed it. Yeah. Next, Roosh versus Martin Stone. Roosh made quick work on Martin Stone, battering around the ranks. He finished it with the bull's horns. This is a complete squash. We're only going to get an offense. We're excited. But a smart way to stop Shane combines on Tana Banco. Mumps on the shelf without Joseph's assistance corner. Roosh was to build his own. It was unclear. Ellen Nominus will fill a group. So Roosh is working on his own for now on. This could have been better established. How does he does? But a total Bronco should be featured on WWE television for your post future. Roosh defeats Stone. After the match, Roosh hits Stone with a bull's horn again. House of Blood accepted a Copa open with Diamond and not clear who will face Adam Copeland. Time to turn Storm Mary Main versus J&J. NJ brought the fight to Tony Storm, nearly winning with the Clean Slayer. However, Titus Storm fought, set down NJ with hip attack and Storm Zero. Titus Storm is interesting and weakening her work in the ring, but she's getting better adapting the style that suits her throwback gimmick. It's helping here that Anna was working in different speed. It's been her best performance career. She has to stand and improve competition to the point where she may be ready for Titus Storm to run soon. Obviously, this is a better expected. It was foregone conclusion. While this lacking drama is made up for storytelling, Storm continue to look as touchable as champion. Storm defeated Anna by pinfall. Storm rejected her challenge to Storm interview, promised to win the AEW Women's Champion when the opportunity arise. May was knocked on April, and Storm was drafted looking after her. The Acclaim versus Grizzly Young Vets. Gifts and James Drake had the Acclaim on the rope. Got two folks mocking Billy Gunn ringside loud at Bowens, but Gibson set up Mike Job and cast it for the win. This is the best match of the night. The point helped by fantastic effort from GIA. Her debut signing back from a clash and he takes the upset with their signing team. Gibson and Drake are on special teams that could elevate tag team vision do get signed to AEW. While they are interested, AEW should take a leap.
The most interesting moment saw Owens, opponents along the crowd was behind him, firing underdog. May want to swear what they want soon, solo son. Mascots happily mentioned Impact during pre-match homo. The Acclaimed land soon and Timothy followed Elway's scoop slam for near fall. Chris, a young veteran, sent Cass on the ramp outside, planted Bones with a lung blower and coast-to-coast comish for near fall. AEW World Champion event for the collision, swerve, struggling with Claudio. Claudio swerve battle with 10 swerve for the AEW World title. System and Leonard won with the European uppercut, but Mogul hit the swerve stomp. House called it was surprised at his title. This is a phenomenal main event. While it's not surprising, given the time involved, I really trying to sell something special, something near fall, sold the result. Possibly seeing Quirk Claudio brace the stage around the police. Stage for the stage place. There's some big spots on the way. Throughout the match, Felix Swiss Superman tested Mogul's mental. The champ earned respect on his retro performance. This is the last time Swerve defends the title to double or nothing. Your challenge is supposed to be announced on Dynamite. We've got plenty of time to build a great story. Swerve defeating Cosmoli, retaining the title. Bobby Cooks gave special direction for the champion challenge ahead of his match. Two-part backstage and stuff. It was a great matchup. So after the match, Swerve, Claudio shook hands with Swerve. My thoughts on collision. Like before we go Rampage review, let's do my collision review. Here's my thoughts on collision before we go straight to Rampage. Collision delivers 5 2 hours of wrestling. It held my volume in the AEW World Champion Swerve Strickland. Stronger spotlight for him than got Dynamite, but it may have been designed to ramp up the hype for collision. Swerve vs. Castle established a trick for title defense on Mogul Stabs so for the top man in the company. GYV King of Work and make an impression against the Acclaimed. Zack and JJ main unsigned. This is a kind of performance to get them big money. The Unified Trio Champion was a fun opening, but still lack of credit for Trio Division. And you use the top fly dry and recent losses. And then JJ King of Work motivated to be the most toy story with a nice to see variety in the West Division. 3-3 shows. Roosh made look good in action. Beast Morales made biggest impression Miles the Hill watch. It's a great episode of collision pace of 2 hours of flow. You know as we're watching it could have been enough to get to the two big future shows. Alright, now we go now Rampage. Block and lock fight, Beretta versus Chuck Taylor. Okay, Chuck Taylor fought with two hooks, topped the car for trying to blow his best friend. Pile driving the car fought go plot to the force of stoppage. It was an unsuccessful, brutal fight, showing how far Rush had deteriorated. It was appropriate. Same time, Pocket left the breath fans from both claim matches of careers against power and powerful. The Rush sounds like they take away from spectacle in the moment, but they still worked hard to make the most of the opportunity. Trent too continues to deliver the most heel role, briefly teasing calls, may recruit him. Ricky Helmer rise the ranks and Will Ospreay Fletcher do try to lead the group. Meantime, Trent versus Garsh Cassidy needs a major thing. Is he ready for a double or nothing spot? Trent defeated Chuck by a referee stoppage. Garsh Cassidy dejected by an interview with debut Eric had a parking lot fight with Chris Taylor putting him away. Chuck told Fisher Squeeze stay out of the match no matter what. Trent broke open Chuck early in the fight. Chuck replied his own brutal attack. His best friend breaking him as well. After the match, Trent smacked in the ankle or Chuck with a wrench. There was Callis showing watching the match closely backstage. Thunder Rosa versus Dia Praza. Peraza dominated the match, wearing down the left arm of Thunder Rosa. However, she locked in armbar Mara reversed into a sudden pinfall 3 count. Afterward, Rosa Key taunted Virtus, so she snapped to brawl in the crowd to officials. Pulled them apart. Two of the best women in the world today brought an A-game match. Felt like fear chapter their series. Both had a time technical background. Rosa has learned more striking game. She was outmatched by Peraza, still sold the victory. Punch match attack by Raza. She's a heel turn, but Tora turned into her. It was really about selling the rivalry with intensity. been months of build already. Behind this is a story that doesn't need to tell the work. It could be a future heavily rivalry Double or Nothing card. I'm hoping. Peraza Soto, technical acume, right now. We got an interview with Kyle O'Reilly talking about what it means to compete in his hometown Vancouver Challenge and to step up. We got Roger Strong deliver a warning message with Ospreay for Double or Nothing. Promise to humble him. Big Bill versus Trevor Blackwell. Big Bill made quick work of Trevor Blackwell, turning out to pin him on multiple times for a set of the victory with chokeslam. The second one, Squash Knight, showcased that Bill could do anyone. It was accomplished with some Bill's that well-established. Jericho's the least character in AEW right now, so Shannon could hurt talent, more helping him. Bill is finding a way to top Big Man. It's hard to figure out what Jericho does for him. The Big Man can talk for himself, walk, talk matches. Already proved his work with Sting and Darby Allin recently. Bill defeated Black Whip by pinfall. Jericho is showing, watching closely backstage. Shibata, Daniel Garcia versus Shane Tan Promotions. Shibata, Garcia, this is the main event. Fight this hit promos in the main event. Heels fought hard. Shibata blessed Murray with a PK for a win. AEW is featured STP frequently in the past. Wilson, Taylor, and Murray are making the most spotlight ever. Over delivered matches. Name is best match yet for STP. So. Energy is Shibata Garcia. I feel like great chance of our future. Wins lost to Matt AEW. ST is running low on victories. This is supposed to be his next step in the STB Shibata rivalry. By the time you get the heels of victory, another loss, it's hard to be considered a feud. AEW needs to get ST opponents that can be a tag team mush or move to singles, trios, action instead. Shibata Garcia defeated Shane Taylor Promotion in the main event. Yeah, it was a good matchup. So, that was pretty much Rampage. That was Rampage. I'm going to say that was Rampage. Okay, my thoughts on Rampage. Alright, here's my thoughts on Rampage. So a poor Rampage fell in years. The car was stacked. Grand matches delivered will continue belt case stories division. Chuck Taylor, Beretta worked kind of brutal and brawl that could make a big impression in the moment. Particular Trent worked to establish more of the rising heel ready for opportunities. Thunder Rosa Peraza had kind of battle up ready for fans that wrestling seen in women's division. They were playing on the table for future matches. STP once again delivered to Tati Edge to work on a motivated Garcia, Rodable, Kishira, Shibata. It's the same that STP lost again. While Big Will squash around the most on this moment, he leaves him by everyone he could do. He gets more TV, regular TV time in a week. Spray Page and wrestling filler AEW. This episode was a major step up in terms of story development. It did not reach the heights of Collision, but it followed up to a great opening of 2 hours, so. Yeah, that was Collision and Rampage. Okay, thank you everyone for the Gasoli podcast. I'll see everyone next week as usual. Sunday episode next week. So thank you everyone. See you next week. Bye.